Hey, welcome to We Want the Show. This is T. Martin Howe coming at you. And I just wanted to give you a 1-2, knock you up on my feet. Gosh darn it. Life is wonderful. I am so happy that everyone has an opinion about everything. My father used to say, opinions are like assholes. Everyone has them, but you shouldn't share them. Because opinions are how you view something. And I could be incorrect, but I'm pretty sure that opinions are how you view something with the knowledge that you are attaining. So therefore, if I attain knowledge of something that is horrific, but I find out that it wasn't because it was just a one-sided thing, is it horrific? Still. Because you'd never know. And so opinions are going to... here's a good example. I still love Michael Jackson's music up until about 1995. Like, I loved it. And so I still love it. I know he was a freak and a weirdo. But, you know, do we know the whole story of how he became a freak and a weirdo? You know, we put so much emphasis on what have you done for us lately, you know? And I'm off the Michael Jackson thing, but what have you done for us lately? Like, I have listened to Joe Rogan, the Joe Rogan Experience. And some things I think are very, I was like, oh, that's informative. And then some things, it's just like, that's coming out of left field. And who the heck did you hear that from? But because we have this ability to, hear everything in the world now, we're able to form our own opinions of things that we still know nothing about. It's the hearsay. It's the I heard. It's the what if. Because it's getting to the point, and both sides are doing it. They've been doing it for years. I just can't. Come on, let's go. Let's move it along. Let's talk about something fun. Like fun. Fun don't get ratings apparently, but let's talk about fun. But fun, all right, San Diego. You know? Sun and sand. The guy's getting backlash because he just took into his own hands and painted a place that they used to call I don't know if many people have heard about this, but they used to call the penalty box, because that's where they would take the drunk kids for the cops to come pick them up. It's a surfer community in San Diego there. So it was, but the guy went ahead and painted it white, which great idea. Because that's what it was. It's not like he painted it a different color, but he painted it, and that was it. But now he's getting a lot of back flack. I swear to you, somebody would save a child out there. It seems like anymore. Now I know I'm being facetious on this. But it seems like someone could save a child out there, and someone's going to have a problem with it. Because that's why we go back with the old saying, dude, do something nice and then don't tell anybody about it. Don't tell anybody about it, because there's going to be some a-hole out there that's going to say you're wrong for doing that. It doesn't matter, because they want it, because people are this way. It's just the truth. It's been this way for thousands and thousands of years. If they didn't do it, it's called envy. It's called jealousy. It's called a lot of things. Dude, just don't tell anybody. I'm serious. My listeners, do something nice and then don't say a word about it. Just do it because it's the right thing to do. Don't put it on social media. Don't tell the news. Don't tell anybody. Just do it. And if somebody else says something, you just say, hey, I didn't do that. Deny it. Because it's to the point now where... if somebody wants to... The 15 minutes of fame that people want. Heard about a... Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and say a disclaimer here. I know nothing about this, all right? Except for what I heard, and then I looked up all the information, and I assessed the information. Now, I'm giving my opinion, which is wrong. A couple was left a half a mile, 1,800 feet, which, by the way, is what I used to do in the swim team, just to warm up. But 1,800 miles scuba diving, and apparently they were left there 2 years ago, but now they want $5 million because they were left out there 2 years ago from this company. Now, first of all, the company, $5 million, I guarantee you that is, they just, it's so easy to sue people. There are people with wrongful death suits out there that have actually, the family members had their loved ones die that have not asked for that much. $5 million. And then I love the fact that the guy who comes onto the TV, everything's blurred except for him in a Hawaiian shirt, and he's their lawyer. He's like, yes, they feared for their lives 2 years ago, and they're still dealing with the pain. Are we serious on this? Either A, they are the weakest people in the world. Because if this would have happened to me, all right, first of all, I wouldn't want any money. I'd want them to go to in jail. Period. Because I wouldn't want them to do it to somebody else. If I'm asking for money, that's just because I'm a greedy piece of garbage. $5 million? You're joking. I'm sure that's what their lawyer in the Hawaiian shirt told them that they could get. And it's funny. Because I wanted to really see how this comes to fruition. Because to me, I either they're A, money grubbing, he's money grubbing, and he told them they could get it, and they're like, oh, our lives are going to be set. And we can do these Hawaiian vacations all the time. I mean, do they come from money? I mean, is $5 million nothing to them? Because $5 million could feed like an entire town in many of these states. For like a month. But no one likes to think about that stuff. No one, but hey, as long as I'm getting mine, as long as I'm getting mine, that's the way America is. As long as I'm getting mine, as long as I got my face out there, I got my thing out there. It's me. It's my privilege to be out there and be whoever I want to be and get my brand. Now, I know that I'm saying this as a YouTuber. I almost said YouTuber. As like a simple podcast weirdo. I don't expect listeners. I never have. This is just my way of venting in ways. But to try to be positive in it as well. But this one I can't be positive about. This one I cannot be positive about. It's really ridiculous. $5 million. That's unheard of. Unheard of. Hey, you know, ever since that woman got burned for McDonald's, it's the American path. Used to be baseball was the American pastime. Now suing people is American pastime. Sue whoever you can, and sue other people so you can make the money up from suing other people. I've been reading into this. People actually do this. They sue people to make money, to sue other people to make more money. And if those things go sour, it's okay. They still have the money from this one because we're suing other people. It's like a Ponzi scheme of suing. Honestly anti-litigious behavior. Just to sue. I'm gonna walk into your house and I didn't like the way your house smelled and it triggered me. I'm suing you. That's literally what happened on a campus in college. The guy walks in and he gets triggered by a scent. They said it smelled so bad that he sued. No one else sued, just him. And he won. He won. Free ride to college. Because it triggered him. What does that word anyway mean, trigger? If somebody hits my kid, I get triggered. If I smell something bad, I just take a piece of mint gum out of my pocket and put it up to my nose. Or put some icy hot on my ear. He's like, are you serious? You're weaklings. It's nothing but weaklings. To be triggered, I get it. Like, all right. A woman was raped that I knew very well. So, anytime we made love, I couldn't, she had to be on top. She could not be on the bottom because it triggered a thing that happened. So I get that. I get that. That I understand. But a smell. Or loud noises. I was watching this campus talk the other day, and this guy comes up and said, hey, listen, I'm being triggered because everyone's being so loud. Does he not understand how the world works? Because that's what we're raising these college kids now. Don't understand that life is harsh. We are raising kids, not we, myself. I'm raising kids to be tough. You know, if somebody screws you over, you learn your lesson. Somebody screws you over again, that's your fault. You should have learned your lesson the first time. Life is full of lessons. But if we hide our children from the lessons, what do they get? What do they have afterwards? They have whiny, cry babies. And that's what everybody's becoming. Whiny, cry babies. I love how people are like body shamed. And they don't want to have commercials with Barbie-esque type people. But yet, look at commercials now. They're totally Barbie-esque, being Ken and Ken, or Barbie and Barbie, black-white Barbie, black-white Ken. Doesn't matter. It's the body image that these kids are getting. So you don't get them on you bitch and complain about it, but then you bitch and complain that your teenager or even middle school, they're addicted to TikTok or Facebook, and it's been proven that shit, and I'm sorry I cursed, But it's proven that that creates all this body image issue and all this divisiveness and all this mind-numbing bullcrap because it's addictive. I don't do Facebook. I haven't done Facebook in years. And that to me, I wouldn't even know how to do a TikTok or an Instagram. But that is what everybody wants to do. Instead of actually talking, they want to just put stupid shit out there. That's fine. There are some things that I've seen on TikTok, on the YouTube, that have been like that magician that did those. You know, it's all tricks of camera and everything, but it was really cool. That I get. I understand that, like, you know, someone like the grandmas in that nursing home, you know, doing their thing to Beyonce's song, adorable. Okay, but out of the billions of TikToks, I've seen probably what 35 that were actually decent, and then the rest are just garbage. So it's literally like, I'm going to give everyone a gun and everyone shoot the gun up in the air, and where the bullets come, they just come. Because, you know, if a lot of people die because of ignorance and stupidity, then ignorance and stupidity kill other people. But you never know if it's your bullet. And that's the sad part. That our entire world is so drawn to this and so enamored by false gods. I'm sorry, but it's people look at this as entertainment, and all it is they're literally getting their minds scrambled and put into a whatever the person or whatever the company wants them to do. And that is actually very, very true, and it's been proven. And look it up. I swear, look it up. It's scary. It's scary. Now, I'm not saying when I'm 65 and if I outlive my wife, I'm not going to buy a sex robot, because I'm going to. Because if I'm 65, I don't want to deal with other people. I'll just get a sex robot. My kids are all grown and gone, and they've got their own lives. I'll just have my own sex robot that has AI and I can talk to. Are you kidding me? Cherry 2000. That's one of my favorite movies ever. Look it up. Cherry 2000. Watch it if you haven't seen it. A Melanie Griffith when she was Melanie Griffith. I mean, Tim Thomerson. I mean, there were some stars in that movie. That movie I loved. So, I'm just saying, I guess I'll catch up with technology then. This is T. Martin Howe coming at you. I'll see you next time.